It's 901 Hi-Ho Jazzoid 69 here behind the big red switch. And as part of Black History Month, KNKX highlights figures who've made their mark in the rich world of African-American jazz and blues culture. And of course, that list would not be complete without Lady Day. Here's Paige Hansen with a story on Billie Holiday.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather since my man and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time.
She had a voice that stopped you in your tracks. You could feel the hurt. You could feel the pain.
Life is bare. Gloom and misery everywhere. Stormy weather. Just can't get my poor self together. I'm weary all the time. The time.
Billie Holiday was a jazz vocal giant, much having to do with the pureness of heart that came through in her music. Much of that was born out of pain she experienced throughout her life, and that started at a very young age. Holiday was born Eleonora Fagan on April 7, 1915, in Philadelphia to an unwed teenage couple, both of whom were often absent, and she was bounced around a family. She frequently skipped school, and her truancy resulted in her being brought before juvenile court when she was 9 years old. She was sent to a Catholic reform school a couple of times in her youth, and by age 11, she dropped out of school. She found jobs running errands in a brothel, scrubbed marble steps and floors of neighborhood homes, and around this time, she first heard the records of Louis Armstrong and Bessie Smith. At the age of 19, she found herself in the same position as her parents, pregnant with no support. These hardships, along with being African-American in Jim Crow America, helped shape one of the purest voices in jazz and blues. She was known for her horn-like vocal stylings, as you can hear on Billie's Blues.
I've been your slave ever since I've been your babe. But before I'll be your dog, see you in your grave.
She was especially beloved for her style of singing the blues. Some said she had a way that made you feel like she knew exactly what she was singing about, that she'd been through it. Here's a tune she wrote, Stormy Blues.
I've been down so long that down don't worry me. I've been down so long, down, don't worry me. I just sit and wonder, where can my good man be?
And some lyrics were personal. In her 1956 autobiography, Holiday pointed to the infidelity of her first husband as inspiration for the song Don't Explain, when he began to explain away lipstick on his collar, and Holiday said, take a bath, man, don't explain.
Hush now, don't explain. I know you raised Cain. You're back, don't explain.
Billie has the distinction of singing a stingingly poignant song written by Jewish teacher Louis Allen and his wife that protested racism in America, and in particular, the lynching of African Americans. The song is Strange Fruit, dubbed a declaration of war, the beginning of the civil rights movement.
Southern trees bear strange fruit. Blood on the leaves and blood at the root.
Billy's version of Strange Fruit was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame. As a songwriter, she drew heavily from her own life. In her autobiography, Lady Sings the Blues, she said it was an argument with her mother over money that led to the song God Bless the Child, when her mother said, God bless the child that's got his own.
Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own.
Billie Holiday won 4 Grammys, but all after her death from cirrhosis in 1959. She was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 1973 and the National Rhythm and Blues Hall of Fame in 2017. I'm Paige Hansen.